So William Nylander, we dropped him down to the fourth line. Unless Mike Babcock has a fifth line, the next step is the press box. But, I mean, all kidding aside, look, I almost have to eliminate last night's game when I talk about this team, because I really thought last night's game, I thought they played well enough to win. They didn't. But, man, I'm way more concerned about what I saw in that Florida game. Way more concerned about that.
Well, yeah. This was always something that was going to happen. You know, you're not going to have four or five guys who are goal scorers scoring five, six goals every game to carry your team to win. This is the downside of being a goal scoring team, is you're going to have guys that slump. Nobody, look at Patrick Laine in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing for every goal scorer. So you have, you essentially right now, you have one or two guys who have been consistent, and they're due to have a bit of a slump too, putting the puck in the net. So I just think this is a product of only really knowing one way how to win, or two, if you give Freddie Anderson his due. They either score five, six goals, or Freddie Anderson stands on their head. And right now, their teams are watching video. That's what teams do in the NHL. And, you know, if you want to beat the Leafs, you're blocking a ton of shots like Arizona did last night. And you're taking away their best players' time and space. And if you do those two things, plus some physicality, you're giving yourself a very good chance to beat them.
You know, we talked about it an awful lot. We may have talked about it in the very first show of Leafs Morning Skate we did, Andre, but now I'm starting to see people write about it. I'm starting to see Mike Babcock refer to it a little bit. We see it again. I mean, this team, look, the Leafs do not draw penalties. For a team that has as much possession, for a team that is as talented as they are, for a team that is as fast as, I mean, teams should be forced to hook and hold and slash against these guys. They're not doing it. And we're almost at the end of January, and this hasn't changed. What is it about the Leafs? Is it simply physical size that makes them? It's not that they're easy to play against necessarily, but you know what? They sure as hell, it doesn't take a lot to knock them off their game physically. Is that just a matter of size, Andre?
It's just a matter of the type of players you have. You have no... Name me a player with an identity on that team that's, a checker or a banger. You know, I can recall the Nashville game. I watched Watson run around left or nobody even answered him. Nobody even looked at him. And drawing penalties, you know, you're going to get your hookings and your trip, but most penalties I've seen in my career are you know, big guys or your offensive guys bringing pucks to the net where somebody has to haul you down, or finishing a check and somebody doesn't like it and they try to, you know, retaliate or things like that. The Leafs don't do that. They're not, you know, Babcock's been asked about that, and he says, well, we're going to beat teams on the power play. And that's a great answer in season. But once you get to playoffs, that's not an answer anymore. You know, refs aren't going to give you the benefit of a power play every time. They're not going to be deciding a series with their whistle. So I just think there's issues that have to be addressed. We've been talking about it all year, and I'm just waiting for them to be addressed, and there's not that much time anymore. So I'm just a little, you know, it's getting a little frustrating watching, but, I really hope they pull themselves out of it.
What did you think of William Nylander's game last night on the fourth line?
I'm divided with him because, like, it's the same argument as when you call up a guy, you know, scoring from the AHL and you put him on the fourth line. Like, what's he going to do? What are you going to, you know, he's William Nylander is an offensive player. That's why the Leafs signed him to his contract. So putting him, I like the GOAT. I like Par Lindholm, but, you know, you might as well call up Trevor Moore if you're going to put William Nylander on the fourth line. I mean, it makes no sense. You know, even though he had an assist yesterday, he's working hard. But that being said, I mean, I don't like, you know, I respect Mike Babcock as a coach. I do. And, you know, he has a resume that, you know, you can only dream of having. But I don't like some of the moves he's doing right now, William Nylander being one of them. I just don't like it. It's, you know, the guy's having trouble with his confidence. And, you know, throwing him on the fourth, I get you need a win, but you just signed him to this big deal. You need him going. You know, you signed him. That's your horse now. You need him going. And moreover, you have Austin Matthews playing with Connor Brown.
Ugh, I know.
Like, what is that? Like, what? You know, we've talked on your show, like, he might be one of the best scorers of this generation. And you have Connor Brown saucing him the puck. No offense to Connor Brown. Like, he does what he does, and he's an asset. But he can't be playing with Austin Matthews, and Matthews is struggling now. You know, that's not a – I think it's hurting guys' confidence. They're trying to do too much, you know, X and O's right now, where they just need to, I think, personally, load up two lines. You know, you're getting beat a lot of the times by one-line hockey teams these days. You know, you have the ability to load up two lines and go. Get these guys' confidence back. And once their confidence is back, then you could spread out the wealth a little bit more and try to get other guys going. But I think the Leafs are too – the coaching staff is too hooked on this. You know, we want the top three centers and the top three right wingers, and we want them all going. It's one of those things that's great in theory. It doesn't always work. A season doesn't always go that way.
Yeah, like, we've said on Leafs Morning Skate, and I mentioned in my column that I just wrote for Sportsnet Thoughts. Yeah, I swear to God, we're going to see Nikita Zaitsev alongside Austin Matthews before we'll see Mitch Marner on a regular basis. The problem with William Nylander, as I see it, is this, and you're right, moving a guy to the fourth line, you know, people say, well, it gives him a different perspective on the game and all that. No, it cuts down his ice time is what it does. Essentially, what you're saying to him is right now, you're not contributing as much as we need you to contribute. And quite frankly, at times when you're in the ice, you're a liability. So we're going to move you down to the fourth line. I don't know how that gets a guy out of a slump. I really don't. But the other thing is, with William Nylander, everything you read and hear about William Nylander from Mike Babcock is, you know, we understand what's going on, he's working hard, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. It's like Mike Babcock gives you the impression he understands what's going on with William Nylander, and then it's like he's punishing him. You know, it's like you're punishing a guy for, and you're looking for reasons to punish him, I guess. And I don't know. It just seems as if the whole raison d'etre for this team right now, for some of Mike Babcock's decisions, they're flawed. They're flawed. And you know, yeah, the Leafs have some injuries, but I mean, God, they don't have anywhere near the number of injuries other teams have. I mean, they really don't.
I.e. Arizona last night. They've had a ton of injuries, and they've won what, five of the last seven, something like, or four to the last, I don't know, something like that. Every team in the NHL, every team in every league has injuries. That's something you have to battle through. That's when other guys get their opportunities and need to step up. On good teams, when you have an injury, guys are afraid of somebody else taking their job. Do you think on this team anybody's really afraid of somebody taking their job? You know, there's a bit of complacency, I think, that's brewing. But to your point with Nylander, I mean, he is a point guy. You know, if you're paying a guy $7 million, he's a point guy, and putting him on the fourth line is just going to kill his confidence. I know that's what the Leafs want, and I know it's if you're old school mentality, well, if he's not going, you can. It doesn't work that way with goal scorers. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to build them up, and goal scorers are best when they're confident and they make high-risk, high-reward plays and it pays off for them. And that's the type of player he is. He's a pass-first guy, and you have a guy like Matthews who's struggling. He's getting – you could see it on – we just see what's on the ice, never mind that someone just – that guy's frustrated. Yep. He's a goal scorer. Goal scorers want their cookies. Go back to my old word. That's ubiquitous. That's everywhere. In Russia, mm-hmm. goal scorers want their cookies. Sweden, everywhere. So I just see this is you know, if I were coaching, which I'm not, I'd be throwing Matthews on that left wing with Tavares and Marner. And then I'd be moving Kadri up to the second, and I'd load that second line up. And I would tell the first two lines, hey, you guys need to score goals. If you guys aren't scoring goals, you're not doing your job. And I would tell the other guys, whatever the smorgasbord is of line combinations you come out the last two, I'd be telling them, you guys create energy and don't get scored on. Yeah. You know, and then if things start going well again and your goal scorers are scoring and you feel more comfortable spreading out the wealth, that's when you do it. But you can't have everybody all spread out like this when guys aren't going. It just doesn't work.